Welcome to
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there. Welcome to Science of Light radio show. This is Randy Goldberg. And, here we are on May 12th, and it is a void, of course, moon evening. And wouldn't you know it, there's some technical things going on with the signing in and stuff. But anyway, we'll work with it. So welcome everybody, and interesting times. We have been through the Cardinal Ground Cross that happened in late April, and the two eclipses of April, the lunar and solar eclipses, brought about a lot of pushed people in a new way and a lot of new beginnings out there. Personally, I was affected and doing a 2-week fast, fasted for 14 days, and Jupiter, being part of that cardinal cross, gave me the inspiration, and Mars was saying, take action, do something, and it was great, great cleanse. I had a lot of energy, and felt light, and it was a good experience. And now we're in the month of May, which is a month all about relationships. There's a lot that was stirred up with all that activity in April that has its fallout in relationships, and how we want to have the relationships that work for us in our lives, and what things aren't working and need to change, and and this first 6 months, we've had all these different retrogrades. We still have Saturn retrograde and Mars retrograde. And part of retrogrades ask us to step back and reconsider and take steps in examining, reviewing, this is a chance to look at projects that haven't moved forward in the way that you would want them to, and that stuff can be reexamined, and that stuff can move forward in a new way. Particularly, Mars does not like being retrograde, and there's a lot of frustration that's in there. And Mars will stations start going forward on the 19th to 20th of May. So it could be, with all the tension that was there in April, you know, people expected Russia to invade and different things, and now there's been tension in the air that might spark, not necessarily there, but, you know, anywhere, and these things happen in our personal life. So, and also people feeling frustrated and delays in moving forward with certain projects, and after the 20th of May, that's going to be a lot easier, and there'll be a chance to move ahead with Mars moving in a lot more direct and clear way. Mars is in Libra, so that's part of what's going on with relationships, and we doing dance with those in our life that are important to us, and yeah, Mars is, can be like a rash. Things get rise to the surface, and particularly retrograde Mars can be a bit of a repressed anger, passive aggressive things simmering below the surface, and so there's in a kind of homeopathic model of things, symptoms and say a rash, for example, is something that is expressing and wants to come out, needs to come out and to express. So, yeah, the that which needs to come forth will come forth, and yeah, let's see what it brings. I'm curious what our listeners, how they experienced this cardinal cross and the eclipses. It's a time, just in a way, April was kind of the intensest month of this year to some extent, and we're going to have a little bit of repeat of some of that in October. And but a lot of things shaking up, new chapters coming about, noticing some technical things are still going on with my interface. In this month that we have here, while Mars is in Libra, we have Venus in Aries, and so they're switching signs. Mars is ruled by Aries, Venus is ruled by Libra, and they're in each other's signs. And that can be powerful, interrelated thing that the and often there can be the opposite of how usual conflicts happen. It can be that the animus, the inner feminine, is more assertive and powerful right now, and the anima, the inner masculine, is a bit muted, and the retrograde Mars and in Libra. It's just an interesting dance that's going on there, and Venus is also squaring Pluto, and so there's a lot of deep churning going on in terms of relationships, and Venus is coming up conjuncting Uranus, so there's a lot of unexpected roller coaster events with relationships, unexpected things that appear and things that unexpectedly disappear in relationships and with relationships and about relationships. So some roller coasters going on with that, and some of that unexpected surprising stuff with that Uranus energy coming in. We training Chiron, and there's a lot of powerful healing energy that's there, that it's almost like these things that were, for some people, they they feel like past life memories or the early childhood stuff. There's deep patterns that could have been persisting your whole life that start to become more conscious and have an opportunity to consciously work through them and let go of deep patterns that have been stuck for a long time. And that can be a great boom of this time that we're in right now. And we're going to be having a full moon in Scorpio this month, and those are always intense, particularly for people who are water signs, and Scorpio has a certain natural intensity about it. If you're one of those people who feels full moons stronger than your average bear, should be a time when they would full moon would be felt even more strongly, and particularly a particular emotional intensity along with it, and a certain psychic opening, great time to meditate when the moon is coming up there. And there's Pluto Uranus square, even though the cardinal cross has passed, it's something that's going to be going on, and will become exact again the last time in 2015. That's deep changes. You know, people are adjusting to new, particularly economic things. People didn't used to have multiple careers in their lifetime, to have to find multiple income streams. Those kind of things are new for people, and finding community, particularly part of the current picture that's going on. There's people who, there's a lot of isolation in our current society, and so moving into community is kind of unimaginable for a lot of people. And a lot of the way that happens is to connect with other folks that are gathering in community with shared values, things that are important to you, and that open up new possibilities and a way of finding win-win solutions and creating new learning, particularly learning and positive supporting environments. This is a time when traditional wealth may not be as valuable as the wealth of community. When you have others who have your back and you can cooperate with, it's really a great resource in the world we live in now. The sun's going to be going into Gemini on the 20th, and along with the so we're going into the social nature of the summer, feeling the summer pull of gatherings, and we've had belting and different gatherings that have gone on, and there's a certain social nature to summer. Be there with there's a lot of Jupiter influence going on. Jupiter is going to be trining the Saturn. So it's around the 24th of May of this month. And I thank God for Jupiter's influence this year. It's just having a big influence that wasn't felt last year, and it makes a big difference. There's a lot of inspiration and opening and opportunities that are there that the Jupiter aspects are bringing in this year. The new moon, the 28th, going to be in Taurus. When Venus is going to be entering Taurus, both the Sun and the Moon are going to be in Gemini. So there's going to be a lot to be discussed with other people, and that's part of this whole relationship theme of this year. And there's a square to Neptune that happens later, towards the end of this month, that can be nice, again, for meditating, artistic, creative things. It can create some confusion with this communication and working out things in relationships. In general, things are lightening up from the intensity that we have had. There's definitely a lightening up and opportunity for people to connect in friendship and partnership, and just be more social. A lot of that, the crisis that were there, has come to a head for many people, and there's some breathing room that's most welcome. I'm still having some difficulty with my interface here. Blog Talk Radio, and that happens a lot of times when there's a void of course moon like there is tonight. So it's interesting how these things show up for astrologers. Pluto is in the second house. There's a lot of financial insecurity, and people are working out deep issues of what they value, what will sustain them. And Pluto can be is connected to our wound and bring up deep issues, and having to face different deep issues as that are happening related to finances and, you know, as the economy shifts and we're entering this new kind of world with the economy where there's there's so much change and it's happening so quickly, and a lot of it's connected to the internet and the way people market and finance, and there's so much people are having a hard time adjusting, and that's part of that reflected in the moon in the second house, Pluto in the second house in Capricorn. So all these deep structures of society are also being challenged, the banking system, different things. And and then Uranus being in Aries, that's in the fourth house. There's a lot of family issues that people are dealing with, and Aries is a fast-moving sign. It's fiery and direct, and Uranus is a shaker, and so it kind of is a volcano type of experience that people are having. The new moon that is Gemini new moon, and I mentioned the to work through, to talk through some of this stuff with partners and friends is definitely there. There's a lot of inspiration this whole summer. Jupiter in the eighth house in Cancer, and particularly eighth house dealing with psychological growth and ways that you can open up to, you know, particularly psychological truths. Another thing that's going on in May is Venus is out of bounds, and out of bounds planets are when they're more degrees than they usually are. It puts gives a quality. It's more of a erratic quality that happens. And so it's happening with Venus and relationships. It can create some instability in relationships, and there's a lot of reevaluation of what feeds you, what turns you on with Venus, and finding your balance and, you know, overgoing your limits and coming back into balance. So this is also can relate to the things going on societally, changes gay marriage and all kinds of different redefinition of relationships. And let's see. I'm still having difficulty with mainstream universe interface. I apologize about that. Not able to see who's there, and if that's feel free to press 1 if you feel like talking to me. I'm not sure it's going to show up because it doesn't look like the window is registering, but we shall see if that works out or not. In fact, yeah. All right. Let's see. What else going on? Then, okay, we got, yeah, Mercury's gonna be, in Gemini, which is another thing that's going to be compelling people to wanting to talk through issues that might have been pushed to the background, and stuff wants to be looked through and talked through. Let's see here. We've got, it's definitely going to be interesting to see what happens after May 19th, May 20th. Pay attention to the news. On those dates, for sure, that's when all the April energy gets to flood out, and yeah, there's a lot of opportunities for things to move forward that have been in review mode, and now they have a chance to air out. Let's see here. Why don't I just go over one of the things people who play around with astrology, a nice kind of Vedic perspective on some astrological things, is looking at the as the royalty. And it's a good way to understand the planets in your chart. And so if you look at the sun would be the king. And so and the sun has all those kingly qualities, loyalty, and just majestic, wanting to be center stage, center of attention. And the moon, be the queen, and brings in the feminine in the chart. And the feeling function has been Venus. It would be the cultural minister in the court. I think of this all as a royal court, and so Venus is in charge of planning the evening's entertainment. Then Mars is commander in chief of he's the minister of war, the commander of the military. And the Mars always will have a relationship with the king, because the military supports the king. So Mars and the Sun get along. And Mars and Venus don't get along so well. The military doesn't like the artists mocking them, and doesn't really have appreciation for the softer or feminine aspects that Venus brings in. So, and that's another interesting thing about taking this perspective and looking at things this way, you can also see these different relationships. Then Jupiter is the priest. Jupiter is the ruler of the temple and religions, and so Jupiter and the king get along very well, and the different aspects of Jupiter that you know, usually the established religion is condoned by the state, and you know, there's this connection with the king and with the priestly court, say. And then Saturn is the servant who lives in the basement, does all the hard work, cooking the meals, and has to clean up, stay late. And so these different qualities you can see in your chart around your Saturn of hard work, and there's a certain resentment. There can be an inferiority complex connected with Saturn's placement, and also feeling put upon, and symbol of Saturn is connected feeling, you know, Capricorn rules, is ruled by Capricorn, which has that cloud over it, and so part of the reason there's that cloud, Saturn's in the basement and feels dark and put upon, and yeah, that's part of why Saturn and Jupiter don't get along. And so, yeah. And let's see. Mercury is the prince or princess. And so there's this youthful, playful quality. The king is loyal. King marries their wife and it is true. So the king has this loyalty, whereas the prince wants to flirt with all the women in the court and have dalliances and not think about the consequences and not have to focus on consequences of their action. And so Mercury has this young, immature, playful, quick, ever-changing quality. And Yeah, there's and so those Prince or Princess qualities one can see in one's chart and look for how those get expressed in your life. Yeah, that's a nice perspective that's there in the in Vedic astrology. And if you're listening in and you want to talk to me, try pressing one. The interface is messing up on Blog Talk Radio, so I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to see it or not, but I'm trying to get past the things that are messing up on this void of course moon. Might be good place to end for tonight since I am having these technical difficulties. And next week it'll be nice. We're going to be on the 19th, right when Mars is going to be going direct. And it will be an interesting time to assess what's happening and to have our finger on the pulse at that time. So, doesn't seem that I'm able to fully bring up the studio window here. I should be able to. Try it one more time. See if it loads properly. So I'll invite people back. And I want to thank people for tuning in. I do have due to the nature of the way the studio is showing up for me, I don't even have log out music I want to play, but we'll just wing it and invite people to tune in next week. Mars goes direct. So enjoy your week and take care, everybody. Frank Goldberg signing out. Science of Light Show.